USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This winter certainly will not be remembered as a mild one across most of the nation. For another weekend, we're seeing tens of thousands of people waking up in the cold and the darkness. No power after a massive winter storm blew across the nation in recent days. Tennessee getting the lion's share of the power outages, but there are a lot of outages as well in Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. FlightAware says over 3,000 flights have been delayed or canceled in the United States today alone, and delays continue to stack up. The best advice remains check ahead before you head to the airport. At last check, no arrests had been made after a deadly shooting during a church event at an Aurora, Colorado church last night. Gunfire erupting during the event attended by about 20 people. A woman was killed, and again, no arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The countdown to Super Bowl 56 is on now, and for a lot of folks, it means stocking up on NFL gear. Customs and Border Patrol says it's working with Homeland Security to round up the expected fake merchandise ahead of the big game. Agents have already seized over 20,000 counterfeit Super Bowl-related items from dozens of locations. The Biden administration is still getting grilled, especially by many Republicans, when it comes to testing shortages. Kentucky Republican senator and a physician himself, Rand Paul, on what he thinks the cause for the shortages really is.
Dr. Fauci and his disciples are saying everyone should get tested whether they're sick or not. That's a mistake. So we're using tests by the millions that we don't need to be doing. If you're not sick, don't get a test. I mean, that's a craziness that we're testing people who are not sick. We've never, ever done that in the history of medicine.
Senator Paul speaking there on Hannity on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is now fully approved for adult use by both the FDA and the CDC. A CDC advisory panel giving its okay yesterday, and the director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, gave her final stamp of approval just moments after that. The FDA had already greenlit the vaccine earlier in the week. Pfizer's COVID vaccine winning full approval in August. The CDC puts the number of fully vaccinated Americans now at over 210 million. One person was killed, four people injured in overnight shootings near the campus of Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. One student among those wounded. No word yet on any arrests, but police had been saying they were looking for as many as four suspects for the shootings at that bar not far from the campus. Valentine's Day is coming up, and experts are warning supply chain issues could put a damper on the holiday, as a perfect storm of bad weather and the global glass vase and flower shortage is hitting florists all over the nation as well as the world at the exact wrong time. And if you do not get these flowers, expect to pay more. Or I should say, if you do get the flowers, because they're going to cost a lot if you find them. Rising inflation also meaning the price of a dozen roses is up 22% from last year. Find us for free online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.